You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is In the Red on Afternoons with Staffy on SENZ as we focus on the Crusaders and their campaign for Super Rugby Pacific supremacy in 2024.
Yes, we see red and they are seeing red, the Crusaders fans, but they will come again. They will get wins this year. They just haven't had one yet. And I'm just looking at the stats from that last match. Some pretty damning ones, actually. It was a low-scoring affair, of course, with the Hurricanes going to Christchurch and picking up the win 14-10, just through two tries to one. But the ones that stand out for me, I guess, are number of tackles. Crusaders were forced to make 80 more tackles, 75 more tackles than the Hurricanes. Missed tackles, 33 missed tackles by the Crusaders. That's quite unheard of. The Hurricanes with 16, so only half as many. Turnovers were sort of quite even. Kicking-wise, pretty even as well. Kicks in play, 47 to the Crusaders, 41 to the Hurricanes. Breakdown work, pretty similar. Rucks won. Hurricanes won 132. Crusaders only won 92. That's as a... I guess a portent of how often you've got the ball. And time and possession, see if I can find that one. I've got metres gained, 500 metres for the Hurricanes, only 300 for the Crusaders, 170 carries for the Hurricanes, 110 for the Crusaders. Hurricanes defeated twice as many defenders as the Black and Reds. So it was pretty much all... That missed tackles and total tackles is the one for me for the Crusaders against that one. So we'll be joining Justin Marshall in about 5 minutes. Of course, they've got to look forward to the Blues and the Chiefs in their next two and then a bye. Quite incredible to think. It's feasible. I'm not saying it's desirable, but it's feasible that 7 weeks into the competition they could be winless. I do mask that or frank that with the seven-year legacy, the seven-year win, the absolute domination that they've had in this competition for so long is why it's getting talked about all the time. They have been the benchmark setters. And I think I heard Jeff Wilson say on the breakfast show this morning, in fact, he went even higher than me. He thinks Richie Mo'unga is the greatest Super Rugby player of all time. He's certainly in my top. I actually haven't sat down and had a think about who the greatest one of all time, but we are going to do a bracket on that soonish. They're missing that. And I started writing down names, actually, of the ones. Where's my little list? Blackadder, Fergus Burke, Joe Moody. There's a whole raft of players to come back. We never got to see Lee Halfpenny. I don't even know if he's going to be on the track to make it back, actually, Lee Halfpenny. I think Shea Fihaki, let's have a look at the positives. I think Shea Fihaki's been good at the back. Sevu Rhys, really, really good. Levi Omua is the head scratcher for me, Crusaders folk. I thought, get him into the Crusaders system, he could be very, very destructive. We've seen so many players go to the Crusaders and get the polish put on them, and it hasn't happened with him. And I'll be interested to see if he keeps his starting jersey. My guess will be he'll come off the bench and be an impact player. That's sort of where I think he's going to end up. And then that might wake him up. I don't know. David Havili's had a huge workload or a huge responsibility on him. Maka Springer, I think, is a real exciting prospect. He's got speed, he's got height, he's got agility, he's got smarts. And Riley Hohepa was a bit dusty to start with, and as I mentioned, fourth first five that they've used so far. I think he warmed into the game quite nicely, and I'm pretty sure he'll get the start again. Cullen Grace, I thought this was going to be the year of the Grace. I tell you what, I just mentioned Harvilli. He did a chat post-match of that defeat at the David Harvilli had a chat with our Kimberly Downs straight after the match.
Thanks, Laura. Joined now by Crusaders captain tonight, David Harvilli. David, 0-4 to start the season. It's uncharted territory for the Crusaders. I imagine there must be a lot of frustration, perhaps a bit of hurt after this one.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're trying really hard. Just not sticking, eh? We gave ourselves a chance in the contest tonight and couldn't really finish it off. And it is frustrating, but boys got to stick tight. And, you know, we're up for another big battle next weekend. So proud of the effort from the boys tonight.
Errors and some discipline do seem to be coming into the mix a bit here. How do you go about fixing those two issues?
Yeah, it's just trusting our stuff, you know. We can build phases, we can really punish teams, but at the moment we can't get over a certain amount of phases to do that. So it is frustrating at times, but like I said, boys are trying their guts out. Proud of the effort tonight, no short of that, but yeah, it's a tough one to take.
Injuries obviously have been a big talking point with this team. How do you keep the belief and confidence in what you are trying to achieve?
Yeah, look, we're not using that as an excuse, you know. So next one's up. Like I said, we've got a young group that are willing to try, willing to turn up each day and get better. So that's all we can ask for, and that's what we're going to do.
All the best next week against the Blues. Go well.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, a man under pressure, isn't he? In fact, the whole organisation is under pressure. And just a lot of text messages coming through about Levi Almua hasn't quite found his mark. I just looked up his stats for the game. 28 minutes. Is that minutes or metres? That is metres. 28 metres from two carries. Just two carries. Harvilli with seven carries. Springer with seven. Reece with eight. Fihaki with eight. Why isn't Levi Almua getting more involved? Or I don't know. Let's talk to a man that knows a lot more about the 15-man code game than myself, former All Black and Crusaders through and through. Really appreciate you coming on to Gem Marshy and giving maybe the coach and the captain a bit of respite from the media. You're their official mouthpiece this week.
Okay, mate, I'm happy to do that. I've been called worse.
The Levi Almua one. I thought, and I just mentioned before we rang you, I thought he'd go to the Crusaders, he'd get that little bit of extra polish and he's going to be devastating. Hasn't quite worked yet.
No, it hasn't. And I think probably because of the way that, even when I was just listening there to Dave Harvilli, and he's quite accurate, because their game plan is dysfunctional and it's not working and they're not able to build momentum and build phases. I don't know why they're probably not using him more with his power off line-out and scrum attack and getting over the advantage line so the rest of the game plan functions. But I think the problem with Levi Almua at the moment is he's just a cog in a system that's broken down, and a small cog, and he's not finding his way to be able to get into the game. He's not getting his hands on the ball, and that's not helping the team. But I think the team also is dysfunctional, so that's not helping him.
Yeah, you're right, because I don't feel like we've seen the best of David Harvilli. They've had so many first fives. We saw the fourth one in Riley Huelheper, who for me, Marshy, I think he got better as the game went on.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, not easy to step in with that type of responsibility. First of all, to run the game, and then secondly, have to be the goal kicker as well. So it's quite a, you know, a big weight of expectation on shoulders that are pretty green. But I thought he handled it really well. Obviously, apart from the first kick, you know, that was quite mandatory, that kind of didn't rattle him, you know, like that can do. And I thought he's, like you say, he worked his way into the game really well. But, you know, you just got to think, where do they go from here? You know, like Fergus Burke is still quite a wee way off. I'm not sure about Rehana. And they've lost faith, I guess, equally. So it's a real melon scratcher as to what they're going to do, but they do need some consistency in that jersey.
Recent All Black, Dallas McLeod, former All Black, Ryan Crotty, on the bench. David Harvilli can play 15, Do we go there? Do we get those two starting in the midfield and put Havili back to 15, or is that too radical?
I'm not sure, but I think they're going to have some form of reaction to what is stuttering at the moment, and look at seeing whether or not they can fight their way out of this hole they've dug for themselves, which may mean some personnel changes, yes. Like I said, I don't really want them tampering much more with 9 and 10. I think they've got to put a statement in both of those jerseys. Mm. You know, like at the moment, they're messing between Hotham, Willie Hines and Mitchell Drummond in the 9 jersey. Everybody's been given a chance. But, you know, when Razor had that team with real good rhythm, you know, he was starting Bryn Hall and bringing Mitch Drummond on, and that was what they were doing, you know, and they got very good at that. So those two jerseys, I think they've got to find their 9 and 10 and stick with it. And then, yes, look at how they can fix the combination problem out wide. And that might mean an opportunity for Dallas McLeod, not say on the wing, but maybe at centre. And maybe look at Omua at 12, because get him closer to the ball. Get him using his power, which is what he's obviously his best at, and switch him into that jersey, and that allows Havili to go to 15. That would be my thoughts.
Where do you see best utilisation of Ryan Crotty then? I have absolutely no doubt how valuable he is Monday to Friday, inspiring, encouraging, mentoring and all that sort of stuff. And clearly he's not going to be the player he was 7 or 8 years ago. What do you see the best utilisation of his skill set?
I thought he was good when he came off the bench. He just went really hard and really direct. And that's something that he knows is his role in that side at the moment. If they didn't want to tamper too much with the side, they could bring Ryan Crotty in at 12 and slot McLeod onto the wing and leave Omua where he is. Or they could formulate a new combination and maybe bring Omua off the bench and go for Ryan Crotty and Dallas McLeod. There are options there, absolutely. And I'm with you. Like, Ryan Crotty's just I wouldn't even call him a journeyman. He's just a real high-quality player, and he'll deliver you a performance every time he runs out there. There's no doubt about that. He'll tackle his heart out. He'll tackle anything that comes in his zone, and equally, he makes good decisions. I was just a little concerned at the weekend that the Crusaders were just looking too hard to try and find that magic recipe, you know, that magic moment in the game where they just need to build into their game and string together phases, and that's where Ryan Crotty would be very good.
Rob Penny, you know better than most of us, me and most of the listeners as well. He is a man under pressure. He is a man that still fronts up, and he did the post-match interview. He joined our show last week. He fronts up. He probably doesn't have the tools and the equipment to deal with the media that some of the more eloquent people are. But can you just share with us the rugby man that is Rob Penny, who had a torrid time at the Waratahs? He's having a really testing time now. Has he got the fortitude? Has he got the character to keep picking these boys up?
Yeah, I absolutely believe he has. He's tough, Rob, and I knew that from playing with him and the type of player that he was. He's equally mentally tough as a coach, and mentally he was really tough as a player. So that transition isn't a problem for me. I believe that, you know, he believes in this side, and he believes in the players that he's got in his squad. You know, everybody's talking about the players that are missing, but what they've got there is of good calibre. And he's not coaching some of the mistakes that are happening out there. He hasn't got the ability, I guess, to dramatically change the way that they're playing because of the limitations in some of the personnel that aren't there. But I think the game plan, you could see a semblance of it at the weekend. You know, they've been in the fight in all of their games, but they're just a team that's now low on confidence. They don't have that experience. Like, Crusaders never always played well from week to week, even under Scott Robertson, but they had All Black test match players that, even though they're having a day off, they'd still find a way to win. Well, they're not there anymore, and they're in the fight, the Crusaders, but they've not got that recipe of being able to unlock how to win a game when you're not quite on, or when the opposition are having a great day out. You've still got to find a way to win. That's what Rob Petty needs to just keep hammering away to those guys, that you've got to do it out there. You've got to work it out yourself, and when it's there, you've got to grab it. And I'm sure that he's the right man to be able to deliver that message, because that's the type of personality he is.
They were so close, Marshy, and I feel like the Chiefs, the Crusaders were good but didn't win. I feel like they were nearly good enough against the Crusaders. this is an area, like you've got a lot of new guys in the Crusaders, but the old heads, this is very, very foreign territory for them. Mm. In the fullness of time, it might be good territory for them developmentally to experience this.
It might be, yeah. But again, you can see there's frustration there and a real flatness. Like when you hear David Haveli speaking, I spoke with Sevu Reese for 3 or 4 minutes off camera at the weekend before we interviewed him. And, you know, he just didn't have any answers. You know, like he's out there playing his guts out. Like I thought he was outstanding on the night defensively. He's always a threat with the ball. He's trying really hard, but he's an experienced player now. But he was saying, look, it's just, he didn't really have anything to say. And that's weird that it's not like something that's really obviously wrong. And he's like, he's trying to work it out. And you can just see that it's weighing on them a bit. So, yeah, in the long term, if they figure it out, I think it'll be really healthy for them, Steffi. But I do worry at the moment that that weight is what's holding them down as well. You know, if they could just release a little bit of that overthinking and just go out there and do, then maybe, you know, they might get some results going their way.
Chance to do it this weekend, Marshy?
It was always a chance when you pull on that Crusaders jersey. And, you know, I don't feel that the Blues, although they are a much better squad and have great depth, and more depth than the Crusaders, I don't think they've been entirely free-flowing and great rhythm at the moment either. So but they are vulnerable. They lost to the Hurricanes, obviously. They struggled their way through their game at the weekend. So, you know, yes, they'll be favourites, and yes, it's their home patch, and they're a dangerous side. But me, being a former Crusader and knowing the Crusaders that are in that squad this week, I'd be sniffing an opportunity. I really would.
Brilliant.
Go up there and ambush them, do a number, get into Eden Park, get out with a win, and they'll be standing there wondering what happened to them. So, yeah, I believe there's a chance for sure.
That must mean you're getting on the plane to come up and cover the game for Sky up here, Marshy.
I'm going through Palmerston North first, Staffy.
Yes, boy!
yes, boy, indeed. So, yeah, Friday night, Palmerston North. Hopefully I escape with my life and get out to Auckland on Saturday.
I'll get my minders to look after you in Palmy, mate.
Good man.
All right.
Good
thanks,
man.
Marshy.
Cheers, Steffi.
There is Justin Marshall, former All Black and Crusader, on the plight of the Crusaders, and he backs him to have a chance. Let's link up. Joey's called in. G'day, Joey.
Yeah, g'day, Steffi. Just a quick one about the Crusaders. Look, it's one of the hardest jobs to coach. You've come from a side that's won everything for so long, and you've got a great coach in Robinson, and it's Scott Robertson, and he's moved on. There's only one way in a sense they can go.
Yes, there is.
And that's downhill. And the thing is, quickly, Steffi, the thing is it's like it's the hardest coaching job in the Super 15 at the moment, without a doubt. It's like, do you want to take over from Ivan Cleary after the Panthers? No way. That would be the hardest job as well, because they've won 3 premierships, and it's the same as the Crusaders. Now, it's a banana skin for the Blues this week, because if the Blues want to make a statement, they should be beating this Crusaders side. Don't get me wrong, I'm an Aucklander, but I'm a bit wary whether that the Crusaders could come up here and beat us. I mean, they're 0-4, so they've got nothing to lose. And, you know, the Blues have been going okay, haven't been going absolutely fantastic. And, you know what I mean? You've got to give Rob Penny, if you're a Crusader fan, you've got to give him a year at least.
Absolutely.
I mean, he won a premiership. I'm sure he won a premiership with the NPC side, didn't he?
I think he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. And so he's not, he knows how to win. It's just the players they've lost, and you've got to, Justin Marsh is right, Steffi, you've got to stick with the, you've got to stick with Drummond. The reason I say Drummond over Hines is Drummond's a lot younger, a little bit younger. Hines has come back, so you bring him on and you stick with the young 5'8", and you build on that, and they'll be a better side for that next year, without a doubt.
Mm.
It's just, you know, you just got to give Rob Penny a decent go here, because he's come off a side that's won everything, and everyone expects them, I know everyone expects them to be, but they've lost a lot of players. They've lost a 5'8", they've lost a fullback who they thought, Will Jordan, now he would have made a massive difference playing, but unfortunately he's not. They've got to give the guy a go. But at the end of the day, Steffi, go
get the mighty Turbos. Good on you, Joey. Yeah, I've just looked it up actually, and Rob Penny He led them, led Canterbury to win four NPCs in a row from 2008 and 11. He also coached New Zealand under 20s rugby team to the World Cup, to the final. They lost 22-16 in the final to South Africa. And I'm just seeing if he won titles. He coached at Munster, didn't he? Don't know whether he won titles. There's too big a story. Anyway, we shall take a break. We'll come back shortly.